The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room.
Three majors at 28. It's a cool feeling. It really is.
Two of those three major tournament wins for American Brooks Koepka came within just weeks of each other. After repeating as U.S. Open champion, Koepka captured the 100th PGA Championship at Bellerive Country Club in St. Louis.
When I look at it, what I've done in the past two months, it's incredible.
Tiger Woods knows the real reason Koepka won: his booming long drives off the tee.
I played with him in practice round. He was literally hitting it 340, 315 in the air. And when a guy's doing that and hitting it straight, and as good a putter as he is, it's tough to beat.
The 42-year-old Woods, with 14 major titles and just a year removed from potentially never playing again, shot a final round 6-under par 64 that turned Bellerive upside down and left him in second place alone, two shots behind Koepka.
I didn't know what I was going to start this year and how many tournaments I was going to play, how well I was going to play. And as I was telling Ian, I don't know what swing I was going to use. I'm in uncharted territory because no one's ever had a fused spine hitting it like I'm hitting it. So I've had to kind of figure this out on my own. And it's been really, really hard. It's a lot harder than people think.
Koepka has now won three of the six majors in which he's played and is already looking toward a future of being possibly one of the best golfers ever.
This golf course set up beautifully for me, and, you know, I'm looking forward to the next few years. If I can stay healthy and actually show up to a major, I feel like I've got a good chance.
The English football club Forest Green Rovers has scored a big goal to become the first professional sports team in the world to be certified carbon neutral. The team may also be the world's first 100% vegan football club. Forest Green Rovers chairman Dale Vince explains how the club's 2,000-seat soccer stadium is powered entirely by green energy.
We've got solar panels on the roof of the stand behind me. We make 20% of all of our electricity here from those panels. The rest we bring in from windmills from around the country.
Vince, who took over the club 8 years ago with the goal of implementing sustainable solutions, says the stadium was just the start.
We're vegan, which is the biggest difference anybody can make with their diet.
The Game Room opens with new stories each week on VOAnews.com.
That was a program from the Voice of America.